Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring our God. Hallelujah.
Worship on this Fire gospel experience. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, and our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only true Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave, and to a beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Praise the Lord again and again. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations biblically, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire,
is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus in Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual recognition and uplift from the book of Luke, chapter 22, 39 through 44 verses, where we read about that agonizing night before our Lord Jesus suffered humiliation, torture, and crucifixion. This was such an intense moment that our Lord endured, where he had to face two choices of his own will or God the Father's will being done. Not unlike we Christian believers today, who must also decide in God's will and not my will. Amen. We're in tune for another spiritual uplift. We are looking forward to shining our artist spotlight on Woman of God. Gospel artist Robin McGee will be joining us. We will be playing her music. We will be hearing her testimony. And as always, we will be sharing inspirational word. We will be having prayer. We will be giving you some of our very best here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So why don't you go ahead and call those family members. You can call neighbors. You can call coworkers. And let them know that Ron E. Jefferson is back on the airwaves to honor God in the highest and motivate you, to live your best life in Christ. We've already had prayer. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for overseeing our lives and overseeing our ministries and all of the good things that we put our hands to labor. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. But most of all, right now, we thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
your presence, Lord. I just got to see your glory. Oh God, she thinks her good in your presence. I just want to see.
Are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
My enemy. Give me a heart where your love surpassed. Give me a heart that's soft as a whisper, able to stand in the toughest winter.
Yes, Lord, yes, if we can just have the very heart, the very mind of who you are, dear God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and showing us the very mind and the very heart of God. We just ask, Heavenly Father, that you will extend grace and mercy to those who have still yet to decide to let your will be done in their lives, Lord God. We are praying for their soul salvation. We are praying for that heavenly touch, that they will be persuaded of their own volition to allow you to be the head, the king, the ruler of their lives as you are our lives. We thank you for our salvation, this wonderful great gift that you have given us. We live for you, and we pray that you, Holy Spirit, will speak through us and shine this beautiful light of eternal life that you have given us. This is our joy. This is our strength. You are our hope of divine intervention and intercession, dear Jesus, as we walk this dusty earth and declare you as Savior to a lost and dying world. We live for you, Jesus. And we thank you and give you honor, praise, and glory in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, our Lord Jesus, in the name of Holy Ghost God. Amen, amen, amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we just heard from Woman of God, Minstrel, appointed praying and singing for a heart just like God. This Woman of God has her own broadcast. And she's doing phenomenal work. Had the pleasure of meeting her at the 2020 Spin Awards last year in Georgia, Peachtree, Georgia. And such a hardworking young lady. Want to let you know her broadcast, Catch Appointed, at Make a Joyful Noise radio show on Saturday, coming up May 15th. That is today for you all listening live. Make a Joyful Noise YouTube channel. You can go to her Facebook page, Minstrel Appointed, and get the link. And she has a very inspirational show. She is being the special guest of Kenneth Williams on Catch Appointed on Make a Joyful Noise. So she has her own radio broadcast as well. Go to her Facebook page and you'll see her. I promise you, Lord Jesus, at home with Appointed Show. Talking about Woman of God Sunday at 3 p.m. You can catch her broadcast right there on Facebook Live, or you can go to the link on her Facebook page. Just go to Facebook page, Minstrel Appointed. And we started this Fire Gospel Experience off with new music sent by Edmondson Communications. Thank you so much, hardworking manager, Mr. Edmondson, for sending us beloved St. John Evangelistic Church with Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You are so, so very beautiful. We are giving God his sincere praise and worship that is due his name. You tune in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Call a friend, call a family member, and let them know Ron E. Jefferson is broadcasting live today. But if you are blessed to be able to listen to this broadcast on the replay on Twitter, on my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, or Instagram, Ronald Jefferson 1, or blessed to hear it on iHeartRadio, iTunes, or Spotify. We just want you to know our desire is that you be blessed as we give God praise, because he will take care of us. Here's Man of God, Gene Moore, singing about it. Sing, brother, sing about how God does take care. Amen.
Let's get it. You are the light in darkness. Every shadow is subdued under you. You are a shield provider. There's no fear because my purpose lies in you. You got me covered. Now I've discovered the last note. I'm steady when I keep my eyes on you. You got me covered. Now I've discovered there is nothing you can't do. Showing right before me, showing that you're mighty. I know that I can count on you. A thing may go wrong, but we're never alone. God will
take care of me.
And I may shed a few tears, but no reason to fear.
God will take care of me.
Yeah. I keep my eyes on the cross, 'cause I
God, we come to you, making a petition to heaven for your presence. Lord, we call on the Paracletos, your spirit that will never leave us, but will remain in your glorious presence. We call on the Ruach HaKodesh, the very breath of God right now to blow on us in your presence. Lord, we know according to Psalm 16:11, in your presence is the fullness of joy. So we declare joy now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking for the rain to come and shower the blessings from heaven on us now. Lord, we declare your glory now to come and saturate us in your presence. Lord, we declare your glory to overtake our spirit. Lord, your presence comes in the name of Jesus to destroy in the name of Jesus and break every yoke. Your sweet presence bring healing, bring deliverance, and restoration in the name of Jesus. Your presence is like a sweet aroma of your glory. The word presence in Hebrew is panim, which means face to face. Lord, as we go before your presence, I declare that we meet you face to face. Your presence is like heaven invading earth. Your presence is like the heavenly treasures that we have to explore in the merciful name of Jesus. I declare and decree a heaven takeover now. I declare your presence to take over our lives. I decree a heavenly takeover to control our destiny. I declare a heavenly takeover to design in the name of Jesus our plan and purpose in order for us to reach our promise in you, God. I declare that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I'm declaring your promises in your presence. I'm declaring that you said that you were, that you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging for bread in your presence. Lord, you declare riches in your presence. Lord, you declare hope in your presence. In the name of Jesus. Now declare his presence. Now declare his presence. Now declare his presence. Now declare his presence in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. Thank you, woman of God, Shanine Bonner, for declaring those words, those awesome and mighty words of truth. We need to understand who we are in God, and the only way we can do that, honestly, is to understand and know who God is. That is the unifying clarification right there in our relationship, is knowing God. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful reality that we live in. It's not hocus pocus. It's not just something that we just believe idly on our own. It's not some man-made proposition, propaganda that was given to us, that was handed down by people that want to just try to take away liberty from people by getting them to believe in some sort of religious ideology that will keep us from evolving into some humanistic ideas that some people propose, as opposed to finding, knowing, seeking out the true God. Thank you again, woman of God, Shanine Bonner, for blessing us with his presence, with presence. Amen. And if you would like to be a part of this Fire Gospel experience and share your words of inspiration on Word of Inspiration, I would invite you to come now. Hurry. What you waiting on? Get in touch with me, Ronnie Jefferson, on Facebook. Or give me a call at 870-413-0220. Again, the number to call for Word of Inspiration to share your words of encouragement and refreshment and spiritual uplift is 870-413-0220, and you'll be blessed, amen, and be a blessing to so many of us right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Just want you to know, this is how we roll, and we make no apologies for the groove that we're about to get you into in a spiritual way right here, right now. His brothers in unity, letting you know that once you surrender your will over to God's will, you'll find out that, oh my God, this is what I was created for, to know God, because guess what? I've been changed.
Midnight rambler and a gambler too. Heard a voice from heaven one day saying there is work to do. So I put my hand to the gospel plow, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Now he's changed. Can imagine her face. Jesus said, this water you give me, I will thirst again. But this water that I have, it will wash away all your sin. I know that changed, like he did Paul on the road to the mountain, like he did.
down. You thought you weighed me down. You thought you had me leveled to the ground. My life was such a mess. I was so depressed. Didn't think that I was truly blessed. I once was blind, but now I see. It took the Lord to rescue me out of all of the pain, out of all of my shame. I've been changed in Jesus.
Yeah. for urgent patience. Warn the millennials, we are perennial emeralds. Glistening, listening to ethical generals. Embracing notes from Grace Lee Scroll. As these days unfold, we make broken streets whole. Resilience meets brilliance, the key is chosen. Tomorrow is promised, cause we intend to build it. We a community of beauty and passion. Endeavor to fashion what the elders imagine.
People right there from Detroit, sounds of the Detroit Youth Choir with One Nation Under Groove. We just gonna redefine the word funk, and we just gonna make it favor. Amen goes right there. Amen. You're getting your gospel groove on right here with Fire, the gospel experience, giving you sanctified uplift and encouragement so that you can keep on keeping on in the beautiful name of Jesus. Don't you know that we are already victorious? You're just going through what you're going through. If you're going through anything, it's a spirit of joy and celebration in the times of harvest. And it's a time of perseverance and intimacy with God. If you're going through those days of sowing and challenging times when it seems like the devil will just try to disrupt, destroy, and distract you from your calling, your vision, but don't you know that your destiny is already declared in the heavenly? So all you have to do is just stay right there where you're at and let God fulfill your life with his purpose. We are embracing the word of God from Luke 22nd chapter 39 verse through 44, where we read about our Lord Jesus going through some times that we will never even come close to, because he is the only chosen one from God to suffer for all the sins of the world. And it says in Luke 22, 39 through 44, and he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. For your spiritual enlightenment, I would like to share this thought, not my will. I remember when I was a young teenager, I couldn't wait to be grown. No, I couldn't wait. For no other reason, I thought, was to be able to do what I want, when and how I want to do it, without any questions to answer, nor explanations to give. I was anticipating exacting this wonderful gift of free will, not realizing that even grown folks don't have the pleasure to do what we want, when and how we want to do it, like I fantasized about in my youth. God has given us a free will to choose or not to choose, which is simply amazing when you stop to think about it. The omnipotent, all-seeing, and all-knowing eternal God, who can do absolutely anything that we could possibly ever imagine and then some, essentially allowing his great being of who he is to acquiesce to the whims of man. Even the psalmist in Psalms 8 and 4 said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him?" It's just amazing when we know the true nature of how awesome and magnificent our God is, that he would just allow us this wonderful privilege to either believe or not believe. It's mind-blowing. Really, it is. God wants genuine relationships on a deep mind, body, and soul level. The totality of our existence and our being is what God requires, what he is asking for. So, to affirm this, it must come from a place that is unfettered by any bias or outside influences. So God gave us free will. Now, God wants to see who would come to know him by the returning of our gift of free will and making it our highest offering, not our money, but our free will as our gift back to him. We trade our gift of will freely in exchange for his will to us. Amen. Goes right there. Our Lord Jesus, he demonstrated this willful act of sacrifice in the most extreme way, even unto his own humiliation, torture, and death. Verse 39 of Luke 22 says, "And he came out and went as he would want to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed." So, beloved, as we grow to higher places in submission to God, amen, we must do as our Lord Jesus did. And make time. I didn't say find time, because you might be looking long and hard and still not accomplish alone time with our God. We have to make time to withdraw from the routine affairs of our lives and commune with God. Amen. This is why the Apostle Paul put such great emphasis on praying. Ephesians 6 and 18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So we not just pray, but we're paying attention too, beloved. We're watching and we're persevering. We keep on keeping on for God's glory, for our own personal faith, but also for the support of other fellow believers. And it takes the most of our commitment to God to push through the pains of adversity, disappointment, and heartaches to continue to trust God, meaning we will not withdraw from God and go another way to seek resolution or compromises. Giving you good inspirational word right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, so that your soul, man, woman, boy, girl can be fed spiritual nourishment, so that we can grow up to eat the meat of the word and stop sipping on all that milk. Amen.
Hello, I'm urban Christian artist Gayla James, an anointed gospel artist that is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone that would change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship and praise for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone, 239-867-1273, or by email, gaylajames.james1@gmail.com. and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, an unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Nothing's going right. All you do is fuss and fight. Your kids getting on your nerve. Lord, you need a word. People tripping on your job. Your trials getting way too hard. Lord, you need some relief from all this misery. God said, follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. You've been through the storm and the rain. Been through heartache and pain. So much is going on. You think you're gonna go insane. People tripping on your job. Lord, it's way too hard. Lord, you need some relief from all this misery. God said, follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Oh, when you're going through problems, you gotta give it to God. And leave it there. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead, he said, follow. You can't go wrong if you follow my lead, God said, follow. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong if you just walk in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Sounds of woman of God, Gayla James. I'm talking about the Roberta Flack of gospel music, doing it real big and doing it real soulful in a very spiritual gospel way. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, Gayla James. You keep that music coming. I keep playing it. You already have my prayers and support, as do all of you hardworking, anointed gospel artists. Keep singing that music, and I promise you, I give you this platform right here so that you can honor God with your very heart, mind, and soul, and ministry that you know God has put together for your life for such a time as this. And before that, yes, we heard from Detroit Youth Choir, getting real gospel funky with One Nation Under Groove, One Nation Under God. But before that, we heard from woman of God, Ida Foster Pace, letting us know that no weapon formed against you, there is not a weapon that is formed against you that will be able to prosper against you. Why? because God fights our battles. Don't you know that it's not our battle, but it's the Lord's? We're just blessed to be on the winning side. Amen. Goes right there. Amen. And our word of God is definitely blessing us so that we know that it's not about my will, but I gain more favor. I gain more God in my life when I allow Holy Spirit God to move me in the direction of God's word and God's will. Amen. Amen. We heard our Lord Jesus in the word of God from Luke 22, verse 42, says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Ooh, wow. Beautiful, beautiful words of spiritual growth being spoken by our Lord Jesus right there. He is our example in every way, shape, and form. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So listen, it's okay to ask God for relief and deliverance at appropriate times. Remember, we're still only human. Living the supernatural life, yes, but still human. Living the supernatural life. But we still find that we need faith. I'm talking about the slightest bit of faith that we have will carry us a very long way, straight to the throne of Almighty God. And here is the response from heaven in verse 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And God will provide the help and strength that we need to follow his will. I'm not telling you something that I heard from somebody else's testimony. I'm not telling you about something I read in a book. I'm talking about my own very personal life, that God will provide the help and strength that we need to follow his will. God is not going to declare that we do something and then not allow us the power and the opportunity to do it, even when there is suffering for his glory. Verse 44 says, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Pray, pray. Pray some more, and then keep on praying, is the word that we receive from this scripture. He prayed so earnestly, and his sweat dropped down, as it were, with great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Amen. Sweat, as intense and in the appearance and in the thickness and capacity of blood, is what was our Savior going through. I often think about those great testimonies of believers who were healed from potentially deaths, illnesses, or situations. How we cheered and then we clapped our hands for God's healing and deliverance. But there's another glory to God when we are afflicted with illness, tragedies, and dire circumstances, when God does not heal nor deliver. And yet, their will, talking about those enduring, is still resolute and still maintained in positive light, in the very positive light of trusting God, even unto death. Now, many modern-day Christians in America are not victimized for our faith. But many Christians in other parts of the world are being brutalized, maimed, and murdered for our faith. That's something that the early Christian day, Christians in early Bible days, in the infancy of Christianity, understood that taking this commission, this oath, this allegiance to God in the Christian way, following Jesus Christ, could very well put them in places of separation from church, from family, from synagogue. They could be jailed. They could be tortured. They could die. And they knew this when they walked down the aisle, which is something that we need to reflect back upon, because if our lives, our jobs, our names were being jeopardized, would we still be willing to follow Christ? I heard an old deacon say that if it became a law and the judge said, we have evidence against you, that you are following Jesus Christ, how would you plead? And we would best plead guilty. Amen. And then ask God for the strength, just like our Lord Jesus received heavenly strength from an angel that blessed him to keep on keeping on. So my hope and prayer for myself and all believers is that we will still submit our will or God's will, regardless of the circumstances, just like our Lord Jesus did, even unto death. Amen. 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 Giving you some real honest, realistic, sanctified spiritual encouragement in our faith walk in Jesus on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Just want you to know that you are blessed by God if you're in Christ. Like man of God Dexter Walker and Zion Movement is about to sing and celebrate with us.
This song was sent to me about maybe 3.5 years ago by Melvin Crispell. He wrote this song for us. Since that time, he has passed away. But we're going to sing a song on tonight in dedication to him. I'm
other way. Man of God, Dexter Walker and Zion Movement, letting you know that is the place to be right there in Christ. Amen. Like I've heard many preachers say, if you want to stay warm, you can't stay on the outside. You got to get in close where the heat is burning. You can't expect to have the blessings of God and then be sitting on the fence acting all undecided and acting like it don't matter and acting like it ain't no big thing, because I promise you, it is the question of a lifetime. What will I do with this man, Jesus the Christ? Will I trust God? Or will I trust in these man-made philosophies and try to convince me that I'm okay and I'm all right and I'm doing good all by myself? Don't you do it. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't you let these worldly, secular ideas and people with these man-made philosophies get you all twisted up. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the truth. He is the door, and he's standing at the door of your heart right now. If you have not made a decision to accept Christ, and he wants to come into your life. I'm going to say this. Listen, even if there was no heaven, which there is, where I can spend eternity with this beautiful, wonderful God, amen, the promises of love and care and concern that Christianity teaches to value other people as ourselves, to care for the widow, to care for the orphan, to care for those that are in need of help, incarcerated, those that are destitute of food, of shelter, of clothing, to take care of those people. It would be a better world just by that alone. Hey, man, if people run around trying to criticize our faith in God through Christianity because they are so full of their own self-will that they miss the big masterpiece plan of God providing heaven right here on earth through us taking care of one another. Amen. So that's just the way I'm feeling about it. And I'm blessed to be in Jesus. Thank you, man of God, Dexter Walker. This is the portion of the show where we shine our artist spotlight on you gifted, anointed people of God, be ye ministers, preachers, authors, poets, gospel singers, musicians. I want to take opportunity on this Fire Gospel Experience to share you with the world. I want your ministry to go beyond where it already is and take your ministry to places and heights that you have not yet gone to. We are breaking ground for your ministry right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And right now, woman of God, Robin McGee, is going to bless us and let you know that when it comes to Jesus, oh, Lord, he's just letting you know. Come on, Jesus.
Things on my own, but I just can't get it right.
right, Lord Jesus, not my will, dear God, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit God, but thy will be done. Take over my life. Come on, Jesus, do it, do it, do it. Amen. That is the sounds of my special guest, woman of God, worship leader and directress at Strangers Rest Baptist Church. She ain't playing with it. Amen. Goes right there. And I'm just happy to introduce this woman of God for our artist spotlight. We're going to shine it on woman of God, Robin McGee, here on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. Bless you, woman of God, Robin McGee. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience.
God bless you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on with you today. I'm just excited.
Amen, amen. I know you're excited. And listen to this. I've been listening to music all my life. And while you were singing that song, Come On Jesus, you got happy right there in the studio. I could hear you change from a C-flat to an A-sharp, and you was like, oh, Lord, come on, Jesus. You closed your eyes. You was right there in heaven's throne, and you wasn't even thinking about no studio. You forgot you was even recording the song. You just got caught up in the praise, didn't you?
I forgot that I was in there, man. I just, you know, when you think about where you come from and how you used to try to control things and where God has brought you from when you let him take over, it's just it's a sweet place to be in when you allow him to be God in your life. And so when you sing your songs like that from the heart, because that's a true prayer of mine, because, you know, every day you're struggling with that, you know, trying to be in control of things and things will go our way. But I tell God daily, man, come on, Jesus. I'm trying to do it again. I
need
you to override me
because
I'm trying to do it again. You know, take
Amen.
Over my life, and that's a true
hard song for me. Amen. Can you share a word of encouragement and advice to fellow believers that might be sitting on the fence, that might be holding back, that might even be making compromises in what is pleasing in the sight of God? Because I have found, woman of God, Robin McGee, from my own experience, that when I surrender more of my will and stop trying to hang on to stuff, especially those things that I know is not a part of my Christian life, that I would be shamed if people found out about it. Can you share a word to fellow believers to come on and let God take over your life, just like you were singing about?
First, we have to realize that God thinks highly of us, and he only wants the best of us. I know one of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 11, and it reminds us that he knows the plans toward us, and they're not to harm us, but to give us a hope in the future. And if we would literally just let him be God, and everything else will fall in line. We don't have to worry about things. We don't have to worry about if it's going to go bad, because we don't all just work together for our good. So we don't have to take solace in all the things that we see around us. But if we put our hands in his hands, we know that it'll work out. But we also have to do our part as well. We have to surrender, and we have to seek those things of God, and he will supply us with all that we need. And maybe some of the things that we ask, because even the things that we might ask for may not be the things that we need. So our prayer should be, Lord, what you have for me, let me have. What you want for me, let me desire in those paths. Let me be on those paths, because we don't know what we're doing. If we put our hands in things, that's when things get messy. And so if we allow God to take over our lives, we would see that we would be a lot better off. We'd be less stressed. We'd be less hurt. We'd have more discernment. We'd have more, and we'd be more in tune with the Spirit, because we're allowing him, not us, but him, to guide our path. So just surrender to God and allow him to be who he is, almighty, powerful, protector, provider. He can be anything you need if you just let him.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. I think sometimes we get so stuck on these comfort zones of complacency. We just are fearful. We're fearful to step out on faith. And, you know, faith and fear can't exist in the same place. So what we do, so what we do is we minimize our effectiveness in the body of Christ. And our call, listeners, I'm going to say this on behalf of Woman of God, Robin McGee, as well as myself, is to venture out into the unknown of your life where your faith is waiting to hold you up. Because I promise you, it is a blessing to be able to allow God to move in our lives. We just have to stop holding back. Woman of God, just let us know, when did you start this ministry of singing?
I started singing at a young age. I was about in the fourth grade, and my music teacher allowed me to lead a song, and from there, I was just singing here and there, but at about the age of 16 was when I realized that it was a ministry for me, and that I should start taking it seriously, because it was not by my own accord that I had this gift. It wasn't by another saying anything like that. And so, of course, I started singing solos in church and musicals, singing in the choir. And then the Lord allowed me to release my first single hard copy, my first album hard copy in about 2010. But he had different things in store for me. So he put me in the incubation period from about 2010 to 2020, actually. And he allowed me to release my first commercially introduced release single called Fight in January of 2020. And then on, I've been ministering here and there all over the United States. So I'm grateful to God that from 16 on, I have been doing work for him. Now I'm with 34, still working.
Still working. In your prime, in the peak of your ministry life, woman of God, I'm going to give you a copy of that song. I need you to send me your first single so I can run that bad boy in the atmosphere so that you can give God praise through all of your songs. I got you. I got you covered. You don't even have to worry about it. Is there anything going on in your area that maybe you'd like to give some shouts out to, where you reside, where you live, where you worship? Just words of encouragement and acknowledgement to the people in your life there, church family, co-workers, anybody?
Yes. First, I want to give, of course, honor to my grandfather, my first pastor, Bishop R.M. Swain, Sr. of the Wayside Christ Lutheran Fire Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And my pastor, Pastor Brown, Eddie Brown, Sr. at the Strangers Rest Baptist Church in the Como area of Texas, where we worship at 10:15 on Sunday mornings. And we also have Bible study. We've introduced a virtual Bible study for everybody that can't come out as well on Sunday morning. So if you're not doing anything on Sunday morning, please come and visit us at the Strangers Rest Baptist Church, where you're only a stranger once. We love for you to come and worship with us. We know it's a hard time going on right now. You know, everything that's going on, it just kind of looks kind of murky. But come and get an encouraging word from our pastor. Come and worship with us. Feel the love that we want to spread and the compassion at the Strangers Rest Baptist Church.
Amen. That is absolutely wonderful. Now, we were talking a little bit before we pulled you into the studio, and you said you're from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Are you familiar? Mm-hmm. Are you in Fort Worth?
I used to live in Fort Worth. I'm kind of in between, and now I'm in Arlington, but it's still considered the DFW area.
Okay, because
but
I told you I have some
roots. My majority of my life.
Okay, well then, good, because what I'm about to say you'll be very familiar with, because I told you my namesake, the Jefferson name, comes from Fort Worth, and we stayed in the bottom on West Broadway. Hello?
West Broadway.
Uh-huh. And what was then called the bottom. Because before you got to West Broadway on our side of town, it was a great big old hill. And then you had to come down the hill to get to where we from, because it was only about 3 or 4 streets in the area that we were, because we was cut off from the rest of the community. That's why they called it the bottom. I remember West and Nicholas behind us, and then the West Broadway. So, again, I'm going to ask you on the air live. I'm still in search of my long-lost father. His name is Mark Taylor. He's somewhere there in Fort Worth, Texas. If he's still living among us, he should be in his 80s. I've been looking for him all my life. So, woman of God, Robin McGee, I would love your assistance if I can find, because I believe, I'm sure, I have a whole family waiting to meet me that I have not yet to meet. I'm sure I have younger brothers, sisters, cousins,
a whole side of family I'm still looking for. So if you out there, Taylor family, go to my Facebook page, Ryan E. Jefferson. If I look sort of like your father, your uncle, your grandfather, guess what? I'm probably your long-lost brother that you didn't even know anything about. Woman of God, I would love for you to come back at your leisure so that we can sit down and have more time to discuss your love for Jesus. Because you speak like you know what you're talking about. You speak like you know what you're singing about. So I'm a lifetime student. And whenever my special guests come in and they share, it feeds my soul, it feeds my spirit. So I would love for you to come back and have more time to sit down and just discuss the things of God so that not only myself, but my listeners can gain from your life experience and why you have committed your life to Jesus Christ. Because, we're going to testify until we die. We're not going to change. We're not going to give up. We're going to continue to trust God. Amen?
Amen. Well, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to come back and converse about the Lord. That's always a good conversation. I'm definitely willing to have.
Woo.
So, yes, anytime you invite me back, just open up the scripture, we can look at that and put that on the book. Because I'd appreciate
it. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, you better get in touch with me because I'm scheduling for June and July right now, and these dates go real fast. So get in touch with me. I'm going to commit you to Holy Spirit God to lead, guide, cover, bless you, keep you, and take you to places of success that you hadn't even prayed for. The vision will be made plain. You think that you're being blessed right now. You just keep doing what God tells you to do, leads you to do, and just opens your heart up to those things that he has just for woman of God, Robin McGee. I promise you, you'll be so blessed that they will overflow so much that you'll have to give blessings away because you won't be able to contain it.
Hallelujah and a half.
Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. Receive it because it's so true. Looking forward to having you come back as soon as you can.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bless you in Jesus. Woman of God, Robin McGee, was right here in our Shine Artist Spotlight testifying. Y'all heard her? And she was singing so real. I wish I had some more music to play from. I can't wait. Woman of God, Robin McGee.
Woo!
And you certainly can be a part of this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast where we have Word of Inspiration as well as Shine Artist Spotlight, where you get an opportunity to come onto this ministry broadcast and let the world know who you are, what you're doing, why you love Jesus the way you do, and all of that. Amen. Because I'm looking for you, and I ain't going to give up until I find you. Here's Woman of God, Juliet Brown, sending new music about you and I. Because the Bible declares that all, that's everybody, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why we say hallelujah, because our past sins will not be held against us. But guess what? You best believe that at some point we were all sinners.
God, not following the thinking. Your love,
finish with me, yeah.
keep us, Lord. But you step right in to our situation, Jesus. With you yet, I dare you to open your mouth and make some noise right there.
We serve a great God. He rules and reigns in the heavens above and in the earth below. And we, his people, are here to rejoice and lift up his name. Let us praise this great God.
Great is he, who lives inside of me. We stand and proclaim, tell the world that you reign. He is the great God. We serve.
Oh,
And that is the God's honest truth right there, right there. So if you didn't know, amen. Now you know God is a great God. And that is all you need to know. If he has to prove it to you, I promise you he will, because he is that God that is able to show up right on time. And it's no problem, because God is not worried about anything that we might say in terms of finding who he is. He says, try me. God himself says, test me and see for yourself if I will not do the very thing that I said. Amen. So you can test God. Pray and say, God, if you are everything that you claim, everything that you say, I invite you to come into my life and show me who you are, so that I can find purpose, fulfillment, and the destiny in my life. I'm talking about the very reasons why you and I and each one of us have been created. Amen. Goes right there.
Hello, I'm Anita Franklin, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my music, You Praise Him, will uplift your spirit and give you a new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Power. When I think about all you've done and all that I've been through, my gracious heart says thank you for everything that you do. Then you pour out your love for me once more. When I think you've done enough for me, my heart can take no more. Once again, you open up a door. When I think
of Woman of God, gospel artist Felicia Welch, letting you know, dear God, that we thank you. We thank you. We certainly don't deserve it, but we certainly do appreciate you. Thank you again and again, you wonderful managers over there at Edmondson Communications that keep sending me this beautiful anointed gospel music that keeps this fire gospel experience hot like it does. Couldn't do it without you. Just want to acknowledge you hard-working promoters and managers doing all the hard work that you do behind the scenes. Every now and then, I'm going to shine the spotlight on y'all so that there may be some independent gospel artists out there that are looking for some qualified and very trustworthy managers and promoters like yourself, Edmondson Communications. Thank you again and again. I just want y'all to know that you tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, giving you the very best praise right here on this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry platform, as if we were in church, because it's a daily life. It's not something that we put on and take off. You hear people talking about, I put my Christianity down so I can handle my business, but I found that if I just let God handle my business for me, he can handle it far better than any one of us ever could. Thank you, my special guest in our Shine on the Spotlight, Woman of God, Robin McGee, for coming in and sharing such real and profound
inspiration and testifying about the goodness of God in her life. And boy, she just sings at levels that just let you know that it's one thing to be gifted and talented, but it's a whole other story when you are anointed by God. I certainly want to thank all of my network sponsors out there. First of all, Jerry Royce, amen, from Positive Power Christian 21 Ministry. Thank you so much. Woman of God, LaVie Gillespie, over there, Praise Him More Media, as well as Natalyn Pegues over there at Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio. Amen. Thank you so much, Woman of God, for Lana Wilson for BFTM Productions, as well as Woman of God, Pam Jones, over there at Word and Water Gospel Station. And then finally, of course, Stephanie McGowan at United Praise. Thank you all for syndicating this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, helping me and my ministry get the word out there. I want to thank each and every one of you listening. If you just can't catch me live Saturday mornings at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then again Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can always go to my Fire Facebook page and pull up the archives, as well as my Facebook page, Ryan E. Jefferson, and share them with a friend, because it's all about God. It's all about kingdom building. Also, my archives are available on Twitter, Ryan E. Jefferson 60. And then iHeartRadio, iTunes, as well as YouTube. Just put in Ryan E. Jefferson, and there they are, bam, giving God the praise, giving God the glory. I want to leave you with this final word of encouragement. The next phase. We be so ready to go to another and different levels, not understanding that all levels have different phases inside them. So, beloved, before you reach for the next level, make sure that you have passed each and every phase to get you there. Amen, amen, amen. I want to leave you with some good gospel music right here, and let you know you are in good hands, that God is taking care of you. Here is the group Unlimited, sent to us by my good friend Donovan Adams, letting us know that, hey, show me the way, Lord, and everything else will be all right. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord. Pray you be blessed, covered, kept, led, fed, and then ready to be on fire for the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, I do pray and believe it for you. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
First, listen. and be honest.
Share the bill of the most. Share the bill of the most.